You're listening to a Zone Radio podcast, zoneradio.co.za.
It's now just on 12 minutes past four, and as promised, in the studio with us again is Steve Reed. Hello, Steve. How are you?
Richard, I'm well. Hello, listeners. Good to be with you. And today we are going to be graced by Justin Helderblom and his wife, who's sitting in the background over there somewhere. You know, they say, Richard, that behind every successful man, there's an exhausted wife. Kezia, who he didn't believe me, Richard, when I said to him that you've got to sing when you when you start.
Has he got his song? Has he, did he prepare? Did you prepare your song, Justin?
I said I'll call her instead. She's a vocalist. I'm not even going to try.
So you're not going to. Oh well, there we go. No. This is a first.
Okay,
this is a first. I mean, you know, no, Justin,
she can definitely come. We are one. She will represent me.
So, Justin, it's a joy to have you with us. Thank you for coming in, and particularly because you guys come from the northern suburbs.
That's
so that's why they were here early, Richard, because they didn't know what the traffic was going to be like, and would really appreciate you coming across.
They didn't know just how close they came to never making it through the door, though. Because at one point they were parked in Janet's parking. That is not a good thing.
Definitely not. So, Justin, I met you last year this time.
That's correct.
When you were part of the existing business cohort that was pitching for the City of Cape Town's competition called Youth Start Cape Town.
That's correct, yes.
And and that's where I got to know you a little bit and really enjoy what I saw there. But I thought, seeing as we've been talking about pitching and it's the season of lots of competitions, I thought it'd be lovely to get you in. So, Justin, tell us a little bit about your business. And it may be good to start to reflect back on maybe one of the latest events that you've had. Listeners, I'm sure that Justin's going to tell you, but he's in the events business. So, Justin, over to you.
Awesome. Thanks, Steve. Hi, everyone. I am Justin de Gelderblom, and I am the owner and director of JDG Events. We are a audio, visual staging, and now added live streaming services, and we service the broader Cape Town and wherever the clients ask us to go. And most of the work that we do is conferencing and weddings, parties, wherever they request us to be, and they need that technical assistance, we are there to supply that to them. Steve, one of the recent events, and I decided to take this one that was quite close to where we're situated today, was in Musenberg, and that was a full week conference, a mathematical festival.
A mathematical festival,
and I was surprised when I got this request. And it was quite interesting when we did the work. And like I said, that was a full week from 7 till 6:30. And for someone that has nothing or wants nothing to do with the maths, it was quite a stretch. But we made it through, and it was a successful week of business. And that, in our books, is a good business week for us. We could see the value that we've put into that.
Yeah, you know, you touch on something there, Justin. Every business, no matter if they produce a product or a service like yourself, every business has got to have something that they believe they offer over and above their competitors that makes their clients come back to them. What would you say makes JDG Events special?
I think we are quite approachable when it comes to our clients. We try to meet them at the point of their need and not try to oversell something for them that they totally don't need for an event or a conference. And your client most likely appreciate that, and that's always one of the aspects that we take when we step into a meeting is trying to meet the client and also give him something extra that they will remember you by.
Okay.
For instance, this event, obviously
the maths event.
The maths event. We obviously have acquaintances and friends within the industry. And afterwards, one of the owners of a business came to me and he said, "Well done on getting that. Well done on getting that job." There was quite a few people that that quoted for the work, and he gave me the figure that he quoted for, and I told my wife, our quotation came in considerably a bit more higher than his.
And yet you got the job.
And yet we got the work. So it's not always about, you know, where your figures lay, but that bit of extra touch when you do walk into the meeting.
Offering value. Exactly. Value. Now, talking about value, you were the winner of the 2023 Youth Start competition.
Yes.
And so, first of all, because our listeners may not know what that competition was about, share a little bit about how that worked, the competition itself. And then what was it like to go through the different pitching rounds and then win it?
Yes, the competition was, it fell on our doorstep quite unexpectedly. Someone sent us the post and I was, because we were quite busy at that time, I felt, do I really have time to go 4 o'clock or 6 o'clock to a seminar, sit in training when we have other things to do. But I took the step of faith and we did the competition, went through the program, which was absolutely amazing, Steve. I mean, we had some mentors and some partners that was in that competition that just added so much value to our business. And every time we went through the next round, I didn't have the intention or to win.
Expectation.
But the expectation to win. My idea was to come in to meet new businesses because we are in a business competition, and I wanted to come in and meet people. And with that, you know, we just suck in everything that was installed in that competition. And we got through every round, and when it was the last round, I was sitting and thinking to myself, yay, you are here now, eh? This is the last round. And we made it through by the grace of God. We made it through. We won that competition, and it was really an amazing experience for us. It really drove our business into a new direction that to another level that I thought we couldn't go to.
A couple of things, listeners, just so you can understand that there were, I can't remember the number, but let's say there were 50 businesses, so people with existing businesses.
Yeah.
And they went through 3 evenings of training.
That's good.
Of 3 hours each. And part of that training was also how to pitch.
Yeah.
You know, but a lot of it was around the business sharpening, the business model. And then on the Saturday after the midweek training, you would do your first pitch.
Yeah.
And then some people were eliminated.
Yeah.
Based on separate adjudicators.
Yeah.
And then you came back and did the second round of training. And then you did another pitch. And that pitch was slightly longer with a slide deck.
Yeah.
And then some more people were eliminated. Yeah. And I think you were in the top 15, I'm not too sure how many, in the final training.
Yeah.
And so these 15 knew that they had a chance of winning. And then they pitched. But then they didn't tell you who won.
Who won, yeah.
And you had to wait, I don't know, a week or something till the announcement. So they all came, the 10, I think it was, the top 10. And then the MC led the whole event with a bit of drums and things from 10, 9, 8.
Yeah.
And I think you must have been sweating when it was about 3 or so. And you think, when am I going to be called?
What's happening here?
And you were the winner. And besides, there was a cash prize. That was lovely. And other benefits from it.
Yeah.
But Justin, just like you said, your purpose in coming was not only to maybe win a prize, but it was also to network.
Yeah.
Tell us about that, you know, because there may be people who know about a competition, not necessarily Youth Start. And they're thinking, is there value in that? What's the value? What was the value to you of attending that, the whole training and competition?
I would say, Steve, was the relationship aspect of this competition. We've built quite strong relationships in the competition, and even after the competition, I'm still in contact with quite a bit of the businesses that was there. And then I am still in contact with the sponsors and the adjudicators and everyone that was involved. So that to me was the goal at the end of the rainbow. You know, we started building relationships, and from the it evolves into business. And I think that's what I took the most out of this competition, is just starting and starting good relationships with other businesses, because excellent. It's important to keep positive businesses and mentors in your circle, and that's what I found most important out of, or what I took out of this competition the most.
So tell us a few lessons that you learned about pitching.
Well, Steve, at first this was the first time that I had to pitch. Our business was running for 7 years prior me entering this competition. And I was telling my wife, you know, whether you are 10 years in a business or a year in the business, this is absolutely necessary, is to know how to pitch your business to potential investors, and as well as when you go for a simple meeting. And what the nice thing is, when we went out for meetings, you know, this was sharpened. I could know what to say or what to sell to my client. One of the key points that we got out of how to pitch is to know your product, know what you are selling, be confident in what you are selling, if you address someone, address them in a level that they can respond back to you, and they can relate to you. Is your product relevant? Do you have a market? And then one of the things is always dress how you want to be addressed. Okay. That goes for yourself when you are out there. And then also the product. How do you dress your product? How do you dress your service?
Okay.
If you're out in the field, can the people say that is a professional company that is out there, and they will address you in a certain manner? So that is some of the points that we took away from pitching.
One of the things that we also looked at, though, was how do you manage nerves? Because, of course, you're going to be anxious,
definitely,
nervous, particularly if you're not used to public speaking.
Definitely.
So what is a lesson you learned about managing yourself in your pitch?
Definitely go over what you would like to sell, what you would like to present, your slide deck, and what you are presenting in front needs to correspond. Your slide deck can't be way off and you're speaking something else, because the adjudicators and whoever, or investors in this case, is looking at your slide deck, is looking at your graphs. And it needs to correspond with what you are talking in front. So that is one. That was one of the. We don't normally do pitching and public speaking as business owners.
Yeah.
We in the background grafting, and this was a bit out of our comfort zone, or for me it at least was out of my comfort zone. But it was so necessary, and I appreciated that.
One of the things that I noticed about the people that advanced, including you, Justin.
Yeah.
Is that those people that advanced, they had a willingness to learn, to kind of pick up, you know, acknowledge that they hadn't got there yet, and learn from the adjudicator's feedback, etc. And I think you display that, so I want to commend you on that. And listeners, that willingness to learn is a wonderful characteristic. So, Justin, you're young, but what about young and older entrepreneurs? Young, you're 31, I think I heard
That's
you say.
Correct.
Why should entrepreneurs, aspiring entrepreneurs, those who are interested, why should they attend these kinds of competition?
Yeah, it for me and my business, it really sharpened us in a way that, like I said before, that we couldn't imagine. The adjudicators were brutal, yet honest, and it was so necessary.
Yeah.
Because I could go back to office and look at my numbers and go over my books and say, "Eish, this is not right. We need to do something." We could do projections, and so it's definitely needed for businesses small, whether you're a year or 10 years in the business. These types of training is very needed. And the amazing part is when you apply these rules or the formulas and you go back into your business and you see the results, I think that is what makes you crave or hungry for more or to learn more. So because you are seeing a good result in your business, I think that's what's driving me, is seeing the result, and therefore I'm always seeking for better opportunities and staying in contact with people like Steve and the Entrepreneur City Group.
Thank you for that. I love it. But listeners, it really is something to consider,
yeah,
that it wasn't just a skill set that you only used, Justin, yeah, for those 3 weeks,
yeah,
but it was something that stood you in good stead and you've been able to apply. So I think, listeners, one thing to take out of some of the nuggets that Justin has just said is it helps you to sharpen your business.
Yeah.
Love that. So what would you say? You know, Simon Sinek says, always start with why.
Yeah.
So what's your why about why you started your business?
I would say the passion. And passion meets drives, and then the paycheck at the end of the month or the day is just the extra bonus for me. I get to stand up in the morning and just do something that I love, and get paid for that. and that is what is driving me. And sometimes it's extremely difficult because our hours is hectic. And we don't have regular sleeping patterns, but it's something that I love. It keeps me going. I can go back not regretting or not feel like I don't want to go to work. I can go and just love what I do. And also just to leave an amazing legacy behind for my family to come. And for those that is surrounded, who's in my circle, just leave something behind that they can remember us by, the business by. So yeah, that is the why I'm doing this for whoever is to come. Definitely just raise above the status quo, that anything is possible if you put your mind to it.
Fantastic. So you remember during the sessions, we would often give mottos and quotes, etc.
Yeah.
What would you say, just as we close, what would you say is a motto or a quote that you'd like to leave with the listeners?
Like I previously said, don't aspire to make a living, but aspire to make a difference in people's lives.
Sure.
There was an example made in the competition, and the adjudicator asked, "Do you remember who's the 2011 Miss World?"
Yeah, yeah.
And no one could answer. They don't know who was Miss Universe at the time, and they asked, "Do you remember the teacher that made an impact in your life or helped you during a year?"
Beautiful.
And everyone could sit there and they could reminisce on that teacher, and you know, that is what we need to aspire to be, is to be inspiration and to make difference in people's lives apart from just making money.
Fantastic. You're talking about Dr. Kobus Oosthuizen, who's
That's
also
correct.
Been here, and we need to get him back again, Richard, as well. So I want to close with two quotes, listeners. I want to do this. That's the thing the person thinks. do it. And then the second option is, but I'm scared. And then you underneath it, do it scared.
Yeah.
So you know, the point is, even if you have fears, if that passion that you spoke of, that drive, that why is there, you'll still be able to navigate the fact that you are scared, but you'll still do it.
Yeah.
And those who do it eat for breakfast those who think about it for years and years
yeah.
and years and years. Justin, it's been a joy to have you. Thank you so much.
Thank you
May
for
you
me.
And JDG events go from one level to another in the
Thank
future.
You. Thank you so much. Thank you for the invitation.
Thank you.
Still upset that he didn't sing.
Well, Murphy's just next door.
Justin, well done. I think that that's a remarkable story. The thing I do like about this
format.
Is it the right format rather than use the word competition? Is that contest is probably a better word?
Yes, it is.
Is that people are using real businesses? So this was your business and your own experience
yeah.
that you were laying out before other people. And we often find that when we do something like you have done, and I know very often feel the same way about Zone Radio, the minute somebody comes along and says, but maybe you should look at it this way, we become quite defensive.
Yeah.
And we want to protect our turf. And yeah. we want our instinct is to say, well, what do you know? You know, you know. And putting yourself out there to make yourself that vulnerable and then come through it the way that you did and all the others. Everybody's a winner as far as I'm concerned in that thing.
True.
I think that's quite remarkable, the format, and that you rose to the top of that contest. Congratulations. So thank you for coming all the way from you were. Where are you from?
Kales River.
Kales River.
Haasendaal. So it's quite a drive.
Are you stopping over on the way back?
we have to motor on, eh? Over the mountains, down the valleys.
Yeah, okay. Car serviced, passport in order. Justin, thank you to you and your wife for coming all this way to chat to us. Steve, as always, thank you for being here.
Thank you.
And
2 weeks' time, we have another entrepreneur that's going to be sitting here, also talking about pitching.
Okay.
But we're going to have a lovely lady this time.
That's a big improvement on what you've
And maybe if we're lucky, she'll sing for us.
Oh, she'll sing for us. Justin, thank you very, very much. We really do appreciate you. You're a busy man. You gave up your time so that our listeners can learn from your experience, and that is very, very special. Right now, you are impacting people's lives, and that is important. Thank you again, Steve. We'll see you in 2 weeks' time.
Thank you.
Thanks so much.